This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The budget is a very important document. It is a very important exercise. Budgeting is about deciding how to allocate the limited resources available among the various competing demands. What spending should be given priority? How will this be funded? Budgets should therefore be anchored in some strategic framework based on clearly identified national priorities with some desired end or outcomes in mind. This strategic framework in most countries is usually found in the medium and long-term development strategies of the country. A medium-term strategy is a development strategy that covers maybe a 3 to 5 year period, and the long-term development strategy is anything above that. What are these strategies? These strategies try to identify key development challenges and prioritize them. Identify what are the challenges and you prioritize them. So what is the focus of our efforts? What are we seeking to deal with? It also identifies some desired outcomes in terms of the challenges. When we overcome these challenges, what do we expect? What are the outcomes we are anticipating? What would we like to see? And once this is done, the development strategy tries to identify particular strategies for attaining the desired outcome, the outcomes that have been identified. And then policies and plans and programs and projects are developed around these strategies. So your medium-term and your long-term development strategy provide this overarching framework for identifying a country's development priorities and for determining what will be done. And this is captured in what policies are put to the public, the plans, the programs. This is how the strategy will manifest itself, and the project, and of course the budget should be designed such that annually it is contributing towards the attainment of the objectives set in the development plan. So the budget focus, which is its overriding goal or its overriding theme, and the objectives of any budget in any given year should be consistent with the medium and long-term development objective. Every year, the budget should be contributing something towards attaining the end that have been identified. In the case of Grenada, the National Sustainable Development Plan 2020 to 2035 was finalized in 2019. And this development plan is a 15-year plan, identifies three focal areas, or three pillars as they are called: the economy, the society, and the environment. This is what has been identified as the focus for the country's development efforts over the next 15 years after a process of consultation. It also sets out three goals or three outcomes that it would like to attain. Goal one talks about high human and social development, putting people at the center of sustainable development and transformation. A second outcome envisaged is that of vibrant, dynamic, competitive economy with supporting climate and disaster resilient infrastructure. And thirdly, the third goal or the third outcome is environmental sustainability and security. And what these mean are detailed in the plan. Under normal conditions, the theme and the objectives of the project should be informed by any existing development plan. But we have to note that development plans are not cast in stone, and they are not meant to restrict you to doing what you promised to do in the plan. You have to make allowances for developments that may come about that change your focus, change what the priority should be. And we have a very good experiment, a natural experiment with the advent of COVID-19. Grenada has a national sustainable development plan, and it does not only apply to Grenada, for all countries. We have development plans. We said we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Are they still relevant? Are the plans still relevant? Do we need to rethink the approaches to development? Do we need to rethink what our priorities are? So the economic and social conditions that have been brought about by the COVID-19 crisis and the need to resuscitate the economy. Do we need to rethink what development means and how it should be pursued? Do we need to rethink the National Sustainable Development Plan? And are the themes and the goals identified in the development plan still relevant? These are questions that we have to ask going forward, and that should be asked as the current budget is prepared. The development plans are not cast in stone. While they set a long-term trajectory, they are subject to change.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.